Welcome to In the Doghouse, Coach Hill.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for making time for us. Murray State coming up this Thursday night. Been a couple of years since we played Murray. Going to be a pretty good test. You seem to think that from a pass rush standpoint, this is probably as good as it gets, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, have a lot of respect for Murray and, you know, what they do on offense and the type of program that they have. They've got a ton of athletes. They've got several new transfers that are on the defense that are really athletic. The kid that transferred over from Missouri that played a lot for Missouri last year, their leading sack guy in the OVC with 10 sacks last year is on the edge. I mean, it'll definitely be a huge test for us going on the road and trying to get a win on a Thursday night. So we're excited about getting started, but definitely have a ton of respect for Murray and, you know, the problems that they can present.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about how athletic you are. We've already talked about your wide receivers. We know you've got a couple of big tight ends. You've got a big-time quarterback coming back, and you're calling the plays. So it's, you know, all we need is a stack full of quarters, and we'll play video games, right?
Well, I'd like to think that, but it's not as easy as you think. But yeah, no, we've got plenty of weapons, and I'm excited about piecing this thing together. And we've got to find a way to get the ball into these guys' hands, and we've got to play good team football at the same time. You know, a lot of people, you can't get enamored with offensive stats. A lot of times, I feel like, you know, you got to play winning football, and some of that doesn't mean you fill up the stat line all the time because you're going super fast on offense or you're wide open and so you put your defense in a hard spot a lot of times. I think anytime you see that, you know, when you look back and you see the teams that are winning championships at any level, Alabama and Georgia playing the national championship and FBS, and that's usually, you know, they control the ball. They're multiple on offense, and they play great defense and play great special teams. That's who play. North Dakota State, James Madison, the same thing. They're going to be multiple on offense. You got to be able to run the football, and you got to be good on special teams. And we try to pride ourselves in doing that as being a balanced football team.
I think a lot of people were surprised when they heard you say that we could be a run-first team. Obviously, that's worked out pretty well for North Dakota State. Looks like South Dakota State, they're going to try to run the ball a little more this year compared to recent years. But this is a program that hasn't had, Nick, a 1,000-yard rusher since you were an Orlando Predator in 2011. Yeah. You know, and we haven't had an 800-yard rusher in several years either. But this is all about yak, right? Yards after the catch, yards after contact. That's the modern college game in 2018, right?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, we might look a little bit different than North Dakota State or some of those teams that are – you're going to line up. I mean, we're going to play with the tight end. You know, we base out of an 11 personnel offense, and we'll play in 12. And, you know, we have a fullback or two that are guys that will see the field. So we're going to get out in and out of some different some personnels and run the football. Now, when I say run the football, it doesn't mean, you know, we're going to put two fullbacks in there and just try to cram it down your throat all the time. We're still going to spread the field and make people defend the entire field, you know, and stretch them out. But that still means that you can run the football. And so, you know, creating space for guys that have speed is, you know, a philosophy of mine and keeping people off balance. So just when I say we're going to run first, there's a lot of options whenever you can spread the field and still run the ball.
Let's jump on the other side, Coach, and talk a little bit about the defense and people like Jeremy Chinn, which is getting some national attention already. And these guys are going to have to, come through. And I liked what you said the other day about playing smart, because it's one thing to be physical. It's one thing to take somebody's head off, de-cleat somebody, but you got to do it at the right time and you got to do it legally.
Yeah, without a doubt. And some of that when I talk about being smart is, you know, you gotta be a smart football player. The game moves so fast, and teams are, you know, in different formations, and they got different motions, and they're trying to spread you out. They put you together. I mean, you have to be an intelligent football player. It's not like you know, that we just have one defense and you go out there and just play, hey, just play cover two, well, team's going to dice you up when they know what's coming. So you've got to be able to have run game checks and pass game and what formation they're in, and is it two back, is it one back, is it a tight formation, is it out wide, and, you know, what calls go with what, and what run fits are in what. So it's just, it's hard for, that's when we say when new players can come in and play right away, sometimes it's difficult for freshmen to come in and have the knowledge of the game, not necessarily the knowledge of the football, but just your scheme and the ins and outs of the scheme, really defensively. You know, that's where we've got to play smart. If we have a line stunt on, you got to get to your gap and you've got to fit it right. Or if not, teams that we play make you pay if you're out of position. So I think that we have the playing hard. Our guys, I haven't ever questioned their effort, where we go out there and we turn on the film and we're just getting poor effort, and that's why we've gotten beat. That we're past establishing what the standard is as far as their effort and their attitude. And I think we can still take more steps. We're always learning as coaches or players, but just that the knowledge of the game, being a really smart player, being ahead of the game and seeing things develop, I think puts yourself in position as a defensive player.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but no seniors starting on this defense, although the word starter, we kind of use that loosely, because looking at this depth chart, you notice a lot of names of guys who've had some experience, and you know, I'm sure Craig Paulson's kind of licking his chops a little bit. I mean, he's got 1A's and 1B's back there from front to back.
Yeah, no doubt. I you know, we've really got two seniors that will play a lot on defense. Whitney Simon at linebacker out there at the same position. And C.J. Jennings has started games for us at corner, tore his ACL last year at SEMO, and he's back. We'll see the field a significant amount. But the rest are guys that have played a lot but have come along in this thing for a couple years but are still, you know, got a couple years left to play, which is exciting. You know, we have to go out there and improve it. But there's a lot of good players over there and really have come together and played a lot of football together, like I said. And when you do that, you can be in the right spots. You can play fast. You're not thinking. And you're just reacting and going and feeling comfortable. So I'm excited about that. Teams create problems in our league. You know, when you look around the country, there's a lot of really good offenses, and I said this before. I mean, really, with the rules and the run pass options and the spreading people out, there's a lot of yards to get as an offense. Where you got to be a championship football team is you got to be good on third down. You got to get off the field. You've got to get takeaways. You got to create some problems, and you got to force them to some turnovers. And you got to be really good in the red zone. You got to make them kick field goals. They can have an awesome drive and get down there to the 17-yard line and stall out, and they make them come away with threes, and we feel like, you know, you're not gonna win games kicking field goals the entire game. So that's where we got to be good, is in those critical areas. I think on defense, when we look back, is we got to get turnovers. We got to be good on third down in the red zone.
What worries you, Nick, about Murray State? You know, their first game out of the gate, too. Everybody's going to be hyped up at the beginning. But what worries you, what concerns you about Murray State?
Well, they're you know, the coach comes from a, you know, an air raid background. So, you know, air raid as far as Texas Tech and Mike Leach, Hal Mummy, that background. So they're gonna spread you out. And they're gonna create some problems, and they've always got some wrinkles, and they're gonna throw that thing around, and they've same thing, they're gonna run the ball out of the spread, but they've got a quarterback that's back that had some experience towards the end of last year, and then they've got a really good talented quarterback that transferred from the University of Buffalo that we knew about and is there. I know they list them, you know, side by side, really, on the depth chart. So I would expect to see both of them, both talented guys. So that's what I mean. We have to go out there and we just have to play good fundamental football and make them earn everything that they do. Don't give them anything easy. And same thing on offense. They could come out in anything, really, on defense. It's a new defensive coordinator. He's been there. He was the defensive line coach, the coach that I know. And But they've got some new influences on defense. So in the first game, I talked to our guys. You know, it really doesn't matter what they come out in. We're going to be prepared, whether it's a, you know, I think that they'll be in an odd front defense, but if they're not, they're not. We'll come out and be prepared for that too. So, anytime the first game, you worry a little bit about, you got to just get locked in and not have that excuse, well, it's the first game and you were really excited and you put the ball on the ground a couple times and had some sloppiness. I mean, we won't have those excuses, I promise you. Our expectation is to go out there and look sharp.
Yeah, and Murray State's defense last year was plus 28 in turnovers and picking the ball off, recovering fumbles. So you would think coming out in the first game there may be some jitters, maybe a ball on the ground, but you really can't, with this group, Murray State, you can't really let them get any kind of a toehold.
No, definitely not. I mean, that's an incredible, being 28 turnovers is will put you at the top. And it's a staple of ours. That's any team right now. I guarantee it, Wednesday night and whoever's playing on Thursday, their head coach is talking about the keys of the game, and it's turnover margin. You know, the guys know it. Now they got to go out there and execute it. And hopefully throughout practice that you've ingrained fundamentals in your players that they understand the importance of taking care of that thing and not being careless with the football. And, you know, it starts with the quarterback. It's in his hands every time and making great decisions. And then any time that you're a ball carrier, so many guys in our offense touch the ball. So, just having the fundamentals going back to when you're a little kid on how to carry the ball, anytime that you put on a film and you put one on the ground, it's usually a lack of fundamental. Either it's away from the body or you're swinging the ball or you got a tackler coming and you're worried about him more than the ball. So you really got to focus in on the fundamentals, and I feel confident in our guys in doing that.
A lot of people, including the people in this room, believe this is your best team. Do you think this is your best team? Do you think this is your most complete team? What would you attach to that?
It's hard to say that in week zero when we haven't played. We played each other, and I've joked around about that. And you watch all the media days, and you watch all the preseason interviews, and everybody's got the same thing to say, that they've been really excited about the summer, and our guys look better, and they're faster, and they're proud of their strength coach, and training camp went great, and then the season comes and adversity hits, and I think that's where we'll find out about this team. I think that, when adversity hits, bad teams get crushed by it, good teams find a way to be okay with it, and great teams find a way to get better. And really, that's unseen right now. I have confidence in our guys, the leaders on this team, the focus that they've had. But now we've got to go out there and do it. It'd be easy for me to say on a radio show on, Monday night before, this is our best team. I feel confident in our guys. I really do. We have some fine, number one, people here that have the right outlook and the approach to what it takes to be good. And then we have a lot of skill on this team. I mean, top to bottom, there's a lot of really good football players that are on this team, and mixed with some leadership, some fifth-year seniors. When you think about the group of guys that will be key in making a good run, is you've got to have those experienced guys, and we've got those, from our 14 seniors, and a lot of those guys are in their fifth year that came here and redshirted in 2014, and now they're fifth-year seniors. Josh Podzielinski and Ben Bailey and Bryce Wagner, all on the offensive line. Aaron Harris. We've got four fifth-year senior offensive linemen. Sam Straub and Darrell James, all of those guys came in together. Jonathan Mixon, all fifth-year guys. We have a lot of veteran people that are college graduates that are playing for us, and then mixed with a lot of youth that we brought in here in the last couple years. So I like the mix of the veterans and then the youth. And so I think on paper and what we've seen so far, we have what it takes, and now we've got to go out there and do it.
Hey, Coach, I'm going to ask you again. I want to go back to this about you calling the plays and being an old arena league quarterback, a football quarterback, an Orlando Predator, and the pinball atmosphere and the wide-open offenses. Do you ever have to kind of scale yourself back a little bit? I mean, with a quarterback that has been with you and you know how good he is, with these receivers that arguably we're saying are some of the best wide receivers as a group collectively Southern's ever had. But do you have to sometimes check down on yourself because it's just you've got a lot of exciting, as you said, players to get to touch the ball?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. You know, I've always called plays my whole career. Last year kind of took a more step back approach and let Coach Van Dam be the lead play caller. But I've always been, you know, the offense, influence on the offense. There's never been schemes and plays that, you know, I don't agree with or it's our terminology or anything like that. So, but it is a different, I feel like I've learned a lot in the first couple of years on what it has to look like if the head coach is going to call the plays, just with your day and your time. Like for right now, you know, we're all up here in the office and we're watching the practice film, and then I've got to get the play called sheet ready. And in the morning, we've got, you know, a starters meetings with the quarterbacks. And so I run all of the offensive meetings now, and that's different than in the past. I sit in on every quarterback meeting and run those meetings. So now more back to being a position coach as well as being the head coach. So that's a little bit different. As far as the game planning side and all that kind of stuff, it's really similar to what I've done the last couple of years. But, yeah, as far as, you know, calling it, you've got a lot of duties to do, and I have to do a good job, and you got to have a great staff. You know, as a head coach, because there's a lot of head coaching things that you have to do. And when you're just a play caller, all you're worried about is calling plays in the offense. Well, and I have to be responsible for every man out there and making sure we put everybody in the right spots and when to call timeouts and when to go for it and what the situation is. And, you know, I think that when you call plays, you can dictate the flow of the game, which I like being the head coach because you have your gut feeling, you know, the defense, how you feel they're playing, when you might want to slow it down and give them some rest if you're getting some first downs, or when to be aggressive and try to get some momentum. So that's the thing that I love about coaching, and one of the things that I love is calling plays. So, you know, obviously that gets me excited.
Nick Hill, our guest on In the Doghouse. And, Coach, thank you, and good luck on Thursday night. Everybody's pumped up about this squad, and thank you very much for taking time out to share your thoughts.
All right. No, I appreciate you having me, and I'm looking forward to it as well.